The West Live.
Making news.
Joining me now from Optus Stadium, the site of tomorrow's AFL Grand Final, is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Happy Grand Final Eve. Can I tell you, the stadium is looking spectacular this morning under the Perth sunshine. I'll tell you what, and that Perth sign we spoke about yesterday, it is sticking out. Everyone is going to know where this Grand Final is tomorrow.
And so is it near the centre square where you see it every bounce?
Yeah, it's towards the end of the ground that I imagine with the coverage you'd be able to see it. Yeah, it's smack bang in the middle. It's in the middle of the two club logos.
Oh yeah, wonderful. So, that's pretty awesome. And do you feel a bit of excitement? Is there a bit of a buzz just being at the stadium?
Yeah, there is. There's a little bit of trepidation this morning. Everything's set up in the media section where I am. There's lots of food and beverages being set up. Everything is just being polished. It is looking so good. You couldn't have this stadium looking any better, I reckon. And I think everybody here perhaps never thought we'd host a grand final, but here we are. And they have done a spectacular job to make it look pristine for the nation tomorrow.
And on the way into the stadium this morning, did you happen to see the Sharon sock thing that was hanging from Matagara Bridge?
Do you know what? I totally missed that, probably because it was in the dark. Also, I think I was just thinking about everything I had to do for our broadcast, just running through in my head. So I was on autopilot. But I'll definitely check it out on the way home, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's been one of my favourite stories this week, that initially we'd reported that it was supposed to be stretched over that Spander artwork at Elizabeth Quay. But then after we'd reported on it and showed an artist impression, apparently the Tourism WA had cracked their shits because someone wanted to announce it. And so they're like, oh, we have to move it somewhere else so we can do a big announcement. And so then they've come up with this idea of hanging it from Matagara Bridge, where it doesn't really suit the shape of the sock because the bottom was cut off it. The footy was cut off at the bottom to fit over that artwork. Now it's kind of like three quarters of a footy.
Yeah, it kind of looks like there was a big gust of wind, doesn't it, that just blew off the bottom part.
I know. Oh, well, I'm sure it'll still look pretty amazing tomorrow when the crowds are flooding across the bridge. You got any other grand final tidbits for us?
Yes, so there's an open training session today at Optus Stadium. That starts this morning. Both teams are going to train, one team, then the other team. They don't want to give away their tactics, you know, ahead of tomorrow. Up to 25,000 people are expected here. Most of those tickets have gone. They're free through Ticketmaster. I'm told there might still be a couple if you'd like to come on down here for the open training session. Then, of course, it's the People's Parade in the city. Now, the AFL usually holds the traditional motorcade-type parade in Melbourne. They elected not to do that. There was the so-called terrorism risk and COVID risk. But the city of Perth stepped up and, you know, put that all to the side and organised this People's Parade. So fans from each club will march from either end of Murray Street. They'll meet in the middle at Footy Place, where they'll be joined by football legends there. And they are going to be loud. We've had our reporter Rory Campbell in Footy Place this morning with some footy fans. And, can barely hear Rory, but can definitely hear the fans.
Oh, it's good to see the excitement is building.